I think you white and I'm dark, and I says, well, you him and I am too. You understand? That's what I feel about it. So I went down there and I says to the boy, this white fella, I says, they tell me this boy is having a little trouble up here. And I says, about his mother. I says, I don't think that he's have no right to be home in this case. I says, in a rape case, white or black, I think that something should be done about it. But if I know they had a white man here once, just him is killing him by raping a little 16-year-old girl. He's gonna come and babysit with him for his family. And while she was there, he, you know, had intercourse with her. And she told him. I said, well, I think we ought to see something about it. And I said to one of these white men, I said, don't you think so? He said, yes, Martin, if that's the case, I'm sure y'all ought to do something about it, not letting hang the poor boy. So I got up and went on back up there, and this man says, wait. Martin said, what are we going to do? I said, well, bring him some more wine, since you see that you can have some more. Come on first. Yeah. She's a lady. Don't you know how to wait on the ladies first?
That's fine. You were hard to bring me some more wine.
Well, I see she was out. So I said, and you out too, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Want some ice?
Mm-hmm.
Want some ice?
No.
Mm-hmm. So I said, yes, wait a minute. So I'll go home and get my gun. And we'll just get some guns and we'll just ain't gonna let them do it. And so he says, all right. So they all left and we got back with all our guns and things. So I had three stores then. So I went and closed the stores up just about dark. I went and got the ladies who worked in the store for me, and I kept them home. The store I was at home, I closed it up just about dark, and I closed the other door on the end. I told them they all go home. So we everybody got to calling people all around in the areas and telling them what had happened, you know, and their soul was going hanging, that's what they said. And so, well, it done got dark. And the whites all got together and there's all ganged uptown, you know, hollering and going on, whooping and going on, just like this. Gonna have a thing just like their convention. They're gonna have a convention over there. So he says, when the gun got dark, golly, the black area down there was just so full of people. Well, the whites started shooting uptown. You hear a pow. Every once in a while you hear another boy, pow, and then you hear them coming down through the streets on the opposite side of the black area. And there, be shooting. So then nobody, the blacks didn't do any shooting. So finally, they got good and dark then. So the blacks. The blacks start and made a few shots. And finally they said, shoot the street lights out. So they shot the street lights out. The blacks shot the street lights out. Well, that made it real dark down in there. So the police was. Two or three of them says, them niggas are not going to shoot no white man. So two or three of the police started down and then they shot him.
Shot the police?
Yeah, they shot the police. And on the other side of the area, See, it was just kind of a block area, you know, where Black was at. And on that side was Main Street and down Adams Street. So they start coming down the street shooting. And the Blacks start shooting. And a fellow named Glenn, his boy come down through there. Oh, I don't know, he made several shots and the car was just full. He come down two or three times and finally, the last time he come down there, some of the Blacks must have shot the driver. That car just turned over and over and over and over. And you see sparks flying from it. And then people just hollering in there just for a while, and then they finally all quit. I mean, you must kill them, I mean.